Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to today's ICANN Accessibility Task Force meeting on Wednesday, 8th of April, at 1800 UTC. On today's call, we have Cheryl Langlois, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Judith Hellerstein, Greg Chatton, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Joe Catapano, Hardy Ulrich, Tina Gürgis, and myself, Gisela Gruber. No apologies noted today. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and welcome one and all. Noting at the top of the call that many of us have done little else in the last few hours other than talk on ICANN calls. We'll try and get this one running for the fairly short amount of time of 1 hour today. And we'll note that for the hour of this call, we do have apologies in Ganilla. The hour of the day for Antipodeans is particularly unfriendly, which was something we thought we'd got beyond, with the vagaries of finding times in calendars at the moment, we did end up with a doodle that took us back to the slightly earlier hour, and we will of course do our best to avoid this for future calls, as we had already previously noted. So we won't necessarily come back to that at the end of this call, but future doodles will do their best to avoid this particular early hour for Ganella and those folk that are in the Antipodes. Welcome, Glenn, noting Glenn McKnight has just joined the call as well. So with attendances, apologies and welcome over and done with, we're now looking at updates, which is our second agenda item for today, and we're looking at our activities since our last face-to-face meeting in Singapore, where we met on the 10th of February. There's a link in the agenda to the Singapore pages. And in at least when I last looked at those pages in preparation for the agenda, the both the Adobe Connect Room chat and the action items page linked off the agenda for our Singapore meeting had not got anything populated on it, so I'm going to rely on Olivier if he is only on the audio. He may just come off mute and let us know. But I was unaware of any particular action items that we needed to review for today's call, and Olivier was kind enough to be running the end of the call in Singapore. I did go over the transcript and nothing jumped out at me. So if there is particular action items from Singapore that haven't been captured in an AI page, if you let us know now, perhaps Sylvia, you might have some information on that as well. Obviously, there are a couple of things such as the survey and things that are already on the agenda that were picked up and done through Singapore. But if there's any outstanding action items, you could let us know now.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And nothing springs to mind at this very moment. I will check on some of my paperwork, and I might just put something in the chat once I actually get on the Adobe Connect. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I just wanted to double check. We make a good tag team, but we haven't touched base on this one. Okay, so let's assume that there's nothing overly pressing and outstanding that isn't at least picked up in today's agenda. And we will now look at particularly the activities that during Singapore were actioned, and these included the fairly important work on the audit, or the the survey tool that was put together and was distributed during the meeting. The link in your agenda should have a link to the the work wiki page that was done by Ganella during the ICANN Singapore meeting, and then Glenn again during the ICANN Singapore meeting was kind enough to put together the stock take survey. And in Singapore, regarding the stock take survey, and the links are with your agenda as well, there was a meeting between Chris Mundini, Laura Benford, and Lauren Allison, who is part of Nora's team, Heidi and Sylvia, I believe, to look at how we were going to further that stock take. In your agenda also is the particular agreement points that meeting came out with, and that included a couple of action items on the staff, Chris, Lauren and Sylvia in particular. So at this point I'm going to hand over to, I assume, Sylvia to update us on this survey, and if you have any questions for Sylvia, you can either put your hand up or type it into the chat. Over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, hello everyone. So to give you an update on what we did at the staff level on the survey, we met about 2 weeks ago with Chris Mundini, Laura Benford, Lauren Allison from Nora's and Sita's team, and today we have Tina representing them, and we reviewed the questions and exchanged some ideas, and we had basically a brainstorming session on the survey. We found first the survey to be excellent because it took us throughout the whole ICANN corporate structure, and we realized that there are many things being done throughout the organization in terms of accessibility, and perhaps this is a great opportunity to raise awareness. I think people cannot hear me. I'm going to try to speak up. Is that better?
Yes, that's a little bit better, thank you. And just a little bit slower and a little bit louder would be great. Thanks, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So what we did was we did some precision, more details. So what we are doing now, we are gathering feedback from each of us, and I am consolidating all of these ideas into a larger document. We added some questions, not too many, to the survey. We have questions for the legal department, questions for meetings team, for travel, for project management, and for global stakeholder engagement. So at the moment, I am consolidating all this feedback, and I will send you something to look at, hopefully in the next couple of days. Second, with this edited or improved survey, we will go to each of the ICANN departments to ask for feedback. But we have realized that we need someone to support this effort at a higher level. So Chris was very kind to reach out to Susanna Bennett, our chief operating officer, and she was briefed and agreed to support us in getting answers from each of the departments. And so the next step for us is to finalize the survey, and I and Heidi will talk to Susanna one more time next week to explain the survey in more detail so she can give us full support in getting the answers from all of the ICANN departments. In terms of time frame, we thought that a good time frame to give time to all the different departments to answer would be by the end of May, with the target date to present the results at the Buenos Aires meeting. And I want to highlight that this is a very, because it's an exercise that is across the board, across the organization. We really needed to be very careful in wording, in presenting the answers, and getting the full support from our senior staff to be able to get a good result and a good product that can be used by this working group moving forward. So that's where we are now. Thank you, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia. That's an excellent report. And I'm assuming that the role that you described Susanna Bennett being willing to take up is that one identified in the notes as the accessibility champion. Is that the case?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent news indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have support from Susanna, so that's our highest level. So this is a very good news for this working group, that we have someone that is committed to assist us getting some answers. And raising awareness, frankly speaking, because in the organization, there are things that are going on and the organization is compliant with many U.S. regulations regarding accessibility, and perhaps if the level of awareness of this is not high. So this is going to be a very good exercise at the corporate level as well.
Cheryl, for the record, thank you very much for that, Silver, and indeed that is one of the particular benefits of this type of stock take. Is quite often there is far more being done within a corporation, any corporation, let alone one as diverse and different as ICANN is, and this does have a twofold purpose, of course. The raising of awareness is one, but it's actually the sharing of what is actually being done in many cases is a wonderful thing to unearth. And I think it's the fact that even at this early stage that's already been discovered, which is an odd sentence for me to try and say, goes towards one of the major benefits of this type of activity, which, of course, is the beginnings of a change in corporate culture with an overall change in the way accessibility is, I think, to steal the words from the current chairman of the board, simply built into the DNA of the place. Glenn, you probably were rebooting your computer at the time, but we did note with some thanks the work that obviously Gunilla in drafting the words, but also you had put into this during the Singapore meeting create this into a survey gizmo mechanism. And I gather that there will be some to-ing and fro-ing now between Sylvia's lead staff on this, between us and you, Glenn, to do the minor changes and edits that might need to be modified. So thank you one and all for that. That is excellent news, and I'm sure when Gunilla reviews the notes, the transcripts and the MP3 from today's meeting, she will be very, very pleased to see this progressing so well. However, other things... Sorry, Glenn, what did you want to do? Can we go through the two documents? Would you like the microphone and take some time as to what it is you're wanting to do? Glenn?
Glenn, could you clarify, please? This is Sylvia. Your question?
Glenn, are you able to use audio, or do you need to type only?
Ah, okay, I see. Hello, this is Sylvia. I see that Glenn says the Word version versus the survey gizmo. Okay, so we have I have with me in my computer a Word version which is redlined at the moment. So I would like to clean it up, incorporate the latest comments I have received today, and then I think the best way to work so is more, you know, it's easier is if I send this around through an email, and then I would consolidate all of your comments, and then we can put it in a friendly, you know, in a survey format. I was also going to mention, I forgot that Lauren, she offered a Google Doc type of survey, which is very user-friendly, and I like it very much, so I will send you that format as well, and I think it's a good format for ICANN staff to reply to. They are trying and using that format, so that's very useful. So I will do that, Glenn. I will send the Word version, and I will send the Google platform so you can see how interactive and user-friendly that platform is. But I will do that after I incorporate the latest comments I have received from the staff, if that is acceptable to us. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Thanks for that, Sylvia. And yes, I think in making the more recent incorporations into your master document based on the recent meetings and feedback, and then distributing that back. I do know some of us have worked with the Google survey tool. For example, I think there was a CWG many months ago now, used that particular platform, and yes, it's quite friendly and user-friendly. And I know Glenn has put the link to the Survey Gizmo tool as well. Glenn, you've got your mic activated. Did you want to have a brief word on this, remembering that what you two are now getting us into is a bit of the administrivia part of the world where, at our level, probably more interested in just getting the thing happening and less about which platform is used and which I's are dotted and T's are crossed. But, Glenn, if you want to have a brief word on this topic, go ahead.
Sure. Hi, everybody. It's Glenn. Just a couple of things on the original Word doc's been modified. That was originally sent to me from Canella. So the online version is slightly different, but it's. I've used a lot of different survey tools. Evan and I use this for ISOC Canada. It's probably the best online survey tool. We have a professional account, so it's not truncated. So as soon as Sylvia sends me after everybody's comments, I'll be happy to modify each of the questions. But it's not live. I've shared the link for everybody. So as soon as I get the modifications, I'll make the changes.
Okay. And I note Sylvia in the chat is saying she's going to send us all a Google survey. So without getting into survey platform wars, I'm going to assume that as a corporation, that the corporation will make the decision on the platform. But Glenn, that you and Sylvia will sort that out and ensure that whatever we use is the one that is most user-friendly, most useful, and will give us the greatest access to the analytical information we'll want later. And if there is issues, please bring it back to the list and we will discuss. As Sylvia's pointing out, this is, of course, a survey that ICANN staff will be expected to be filling out. So, Glenn and Sylvia, I'm going to ask you two to take that off list for now, but to get back to us. And regardless, what we will be seeing in very short order is a final draft of the of this particular stock take exercise, and most importantly, it's going to be a very productive exercise on a number of levels. So thank you, everyone who's contributed. Thanks to Gunilla for the original concept and text, and of course Glenn for bludgeoning it into a survey gizmo platform in the first place, and of course most importantly to ICANN, including now our champion and Susanna Bennett, who will be powering it through the corporate process. Okay, well, I took a little bit more time on that than I thought we would, but it is a vital and important, a pivotal piece of work, I'd be pleased to say. And so if there are further questions, we'll pick those up on list. More things, however, have happened since our meeting face-to-face in Singapore, and one of the things I wanted to draw your attention to is the newish wiki page. It was put up and modified, I'm thinking it was mid-March, but Glenn will know exactly because he and Dev, I think, were instrumental in the creation of this page, perhaps Judith as well, and that's the Accessibility Tools wiki page. And that's a an excellent resource, which of course is going to be continually as a living resource on the wiki. It's going to be a repository of other useful tools and processes that will help all of us. Oh, thank you, Gisela. That's excellent. We have in front of you, those of you who are in the Adobe Connect room now, and you've all got your own scroll control, I believe. If not, you're looking at what I'm taking you through. You'll see it has a resources list, including key disability laws. It has some communication access services, assistive technology listings, and most of these are live links. And organisations specific at this stage for hearing and hard of hearing or deafness assistance. And this is a page which I'm looking forward to seeing continual and certainly regular updates to. And of course, noting at the moment there is a fairly strong regional bias towards Americas. If you have a resource piece that you think should go up on this page, please send it to the list, and those of amongst probably the Accessibility Task Force and the Technology Task Force will put it through the test processes, make sure it's a bona fide link and worthy of being put up here, and we will keep this Accessibility Tools wiki page as a valuable resource for us all, and of course including ICANN corporate in general. Judith has noted into the chat we should also put resources in for blind users as well. As absolutely, this is a living page. It's something that will be created and recreated in an ongoing and iterative form. And I know Greg Chatton, for example, when he's ever allowed to get back to real work, probably has a wealth of resources from his day-to-day work with clients in this area that he would probably want to contribute. But like many of us, he's totally consumed with all things IANA at the moment. But yes, if you've got suggestions for this page, please put it to the list and we'll make sure that this becomes a more and more useful resource. It's already a good one. We can only help make build it a better one. The next thing we're going to look at then is some of the specifics. So we're now moving away from things that have simply happened between our Singapore meeting and now, and we're going to look at or simply call for any updates on some of the specific work that we've been doing both pre and post our Singapore meeting. The websites, I know that the RFPs have gone out, but I'm wondering, Laura, do you have any brief update for us on websites at this stage?
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you, Cheryl. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Excellent. Yeah, things are going very, very well with our discussions and finalizing basic terms of the RFPs that we got. We are very close to announcing the winning vendor, and it is going very well. I do not have the final answer on who we'll be working with, but the prospects look very, very good, and I'm hoping by our next call that I'll have an update with who's been selected and a little bit more detail on our plan going forward for that. So things are going well. No issues to report. Just a very quick update for today.
Cheryl, for the record, thank you very much. That's short and sweet, but more importantly, rewarding, pleasant, and affirmative. So I'm looking forward to hearing who gets the work to do. And, of course, I think we're all looking forward, especially you, Laura, because I know you inherited this with a, oh, my, look at what I've got to do now as part of your portfolio when you join.
Yes.
It must be very good for you to be at this point.
Yes, it is. And it, if I might add, and, thank you, Glenn, for also saying I did have the opportunity to attend the Nonprofit Technology conference in Austin last month. I saw Glenn there as well as some others, and Glenn was kind enough to get us a very good slot on nonprofit radio to talk about web accessibility. So we had a great opportunity. I don't think it's actually aired yet, but we probably want to share that link out there. And it was really just about promoting the idea of making websites accessible and sharing some of the tools and the process that we went through that make it a little bit easier to do web accessibility today than it has in the past. The tools have really, really come far, and it's really great to see that, and we will be benefiting from those tools. So I'm not sure if Glenn has anything to add on that, but that was a great impromptu opportunity to talk on radio about web accessibility.
Cheryl, for the record, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. And it's a perfect segue to the next part, which is publication and outreach materials. I guess we'll classify that as a publication. And certainly was a good piece of outreach. And it's very exciting news indeed. If it hasn't aired, I'm sure we'll all look forward to hearing it. But Glenn is going to track down that radio piece, if at all possible. Glenn, did you want to add anything?
Actually, this is the second year we've been on the radio show. Last year, we talked about the GTLD program because PIR was a platinum sponsor at the event, and Brian Schute actually did the opening statements. PIR and OnGood have a really large booth at the event, so I think we made quite an impact. There was a good group of people involved with accessibility issues right across the United States. There's 1.1 million not-for-profits in the States. Oh, thanks, Laura. Laura just posted the link in the Adobe chat. He's a very interesting guy. The guy is really sharp. Tony is a very interesting character, and he did a great job asking us poignant questions, and I think it was a great opportunity, and it has a great following. So we also participated. We did a BOF. One of the things that N10 has is an opportunity at lunchtime to have a tabletop, and we had an accessibility tabletop, and we called it Changing the Culture of Accessibility. So we also did that each day as well, plus any sessions on accessibility we attended. So I think Laura and I were a great team there. So Evan was there as well, but he was focused on the net neutrality stuff and increasing awareness of ICANN. So this is the second year we've done N10, and I guess I convinced Laura on the merit of it. So I think it was a great opportunity. That's it for me.
Thank you, Cheryl, for the record, and that's a fantastic update. And it's great that whilst we're helping ICANN become the best it can be in terms of accessibility, ICANN itself
with its volunteers, of course, assisting, is also becoming recognised as a champion in the wider field, and that's got to be good for everybody. Glenn, don't mute too much, please, because if memory serves, in the Singapore meeting, although not necessarily limited to our accessibility task force meeting, there was some talk about opportunity of making publication and outreach materials more accessible. There may not be much of an update on that, but obviously as an agenda item we do want to touch base on this. Is there any additional information or materials that has been discussed or deliberated regarding publication and outreach materials from an accessibility task force point of view? Glenn?
Okay. The focus of the technical task force right now has been, actually the last two sessions, has been focused on bringing together the remote hubs. So we have really focused on going back to what the interest of the community is. I think we did a significant amount last year, but this year is getting back to what the technical needs beyond accessibility. So we don't really plan anything as co-chair as well as Judith. Judith, please jump in on that. On the video captioning front, I think things are moving very well from the international point of view for a couple of reasons. One is the Harvard, MIT, and Boston University legal suits that have popped up on video captioning. But mm-hmm. I've shared my slideshow with everyone, and I'll go back and do it again. But from our point of view on technical task force, I don't think we're really planning that much. Judith, do you want to add to that?
Yes, it's Judith Helsing for the record. Yes, no, we're not. Well, we will only, if we get another request from the community of other things to look at, we will look at that. Especially, we might, for accessibility issues, we will probably relook at some other conferencing tools. I know some people want to look at Zoom and others and sort of look at them from an accessibility point of view. But I think that right now is what we're going to do on accessibility. But we are looking at the also making sure that the remote hubs are also accessible for everyone. And we've had great presentations by ICANN staff on that. So I think that's all what we can add, that they just do amazing work. So and we're just making sure about that. So I'll go on mute because I'm outside.
Thank you, Judith. Cheryl here for the record. And I'm not necessarily for this meeting, but perhaps at our next meeting we might ask some of the tech and IT team from their point of view how things went in terms of the captioning that they were working with in test mode or in pilot mode during the ICANN meeting in Singapore, as of course they will be no doubt assessing that and working out exactly what they're going to put into place for the upcoming Buenos Aires meeting. Now we're not going to jump over policy activities, but other than the collaboration tools opportunities that Judith mentioned, I do think I will mention that in our next call we might spend a little bit of time on the discussion of how we can perhaps bring accessibility into the policy activities at a higher level. The reason we'll wait a little bit for that is twofold. In my opinion, we will by our next call probably have at least some initial feedback from our stocktake, and I think that's going to be very instructive for us particularly. But also, I am aware that at least one pilot, but possibly others, and this is the type of thing that the stocktake will help us unearth, on new types of collaboration tools and programs and platforms specifically focused on policy are about to begin. We by our next meeting we'll probably have a couple of weeks of trial on some of those. So just as a forewarning, what we might do is take briefer reports on the other specifics in our next meeting and focus a little bit more time on where we are in policy activities and how we can help make those more accessible for all. And of course, as we would then be very close to our monasteries face-to-face meetings, we'll take a little bit more time to look at meetings itself. Now, under this point of meetings itself, the meetings here in this topic really is talking about the larger public ICANN meetings, not even the regional meetings at this stage, but let's start with the big ones and trickle down. I wanted to note that obviously as we go through things like the stocktake and changing the culture of accessibility within ICANN, thinking about location, building services, various other physical aspects of location will become more and more natural and more front of mind. I did want to mention, and with great thanks, note that in the registration for attendance for the two upcoming public meetings, the template for both the Buenos Aires and the Dublin meeting now has in place a point during registration where rather than if you have any particular issues, please list them all, it has a far more user-friendly one and indeed a psychologically less challenging one of if you have an accessibility issue, please tick here and we'll get back to you to see what your needs are. And just those simple sorts of changes can make huge differences. I for one, am looking forward to seeing what may in fact happen, having ticked the box, and I look forward to someone from, I'm assuming meetings, but I'm not quite sure, getting back to me to see what my particular needs might be. But just turning this interaction on its head as has happened now, and at least making the clear offer and attempt to reach out to people who've identified that they have some particular and specific needs is a great step forward. And whether or not it works like clockwork this time, I'm not so concerned or even worried about. But the fact that we're starting to do these things, I think, is a huge step forward, and I think ICANN needs to be congratulated in general, but specifically the people who are doing that template work in particular need to have our thanks. And I'm not sure Laura or Joe or Tina who needs to take that back to that particular department, but it was noted by us, and we look forward to working with them to seeing if we can make it an even better and more interactive process. Anybody want to raise anything in terms of any of those specifics, please do so now. And Glenn is putting into the chat a few things that have come from the Australian end of the spectrum. And we're certainly going to have, I think, we still have our own other page in our own wiki where we can upload links to various other resources, and I think we probably should keep doing that. So things like the audio clip that Glenn is talking about in chat, we do have a repository, and we need to put those not just to the list but also to that wiki space as well.
Sorry, did you say my name?
I did indeed, Mr. Greenberg.
It got cut off, and became a bird chirp by the time I heard it.
Oh, I didn't mean to truncate you. Your full title, Mr. Alan Greenberg. Please,
thank you, the floor is yours.
Much.
Something you said triggered something that I've been thinking about, and I'll recount a story as a rationale for it. I think it's really important as we go forward in this kind of stuff to identify problems, not solutions. The solutions are not always the ones we envision. And as some of you know, I'm slightly hard of hearing, and very often in ICANN meetings, although I can hear the presenter, I can't hear people speaking around the table. The speakers in the room are not loud enough for me. Yet if I'm on Adobe Connect, they're loud. I can hear them. The microphone is picking them up. And I was going to suggested, actually, that in rooms that do not have translation, that they put one of these magic boxes up that sent infrared signals out so we could all, you know, get our little infrared receiver and earphones on. And it was pointed out to me that in almost all these rooms, the microphone boxes have a speaker jack on them, which is not always connected. But if it is connected, all you have to do is plug your earphones into the local speaker jack, and it works just fine. And I, you know, I was imagining some complex thing with a fair amount of expense associated with it, and the answer was really plug your earphones into the jack, and if they don't working, the technician at the back of the room can make it work very quickly. So I think it's really important to focus on what problems are, not necessarily what we envision the solutions are, and sometimes we can be surprised. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Cheryl, for the record, very sage-like wisdom and an excellent story. And having sat next to you on any number of hours in any number of these meetings, I must say it is a very good thing to see that more and more of the microphones are the ones that have the jacks in there. We have had some situations in some locations where that has not been as good a system as it currently is. And again, I think that's credit to the tech team, which every time they bump in and bump out of a new location are now thinking more and more about those of us that are asking for solutions. Or have identified problems, and I know in Istanbul it was a great boon for you, but over the last several years, specifically for some people in the nominating committee rooms, it's been an essential for communication to have that system set up. But it's also not all of the microphone setups are as good at it as others. So now it may be as equipment is refreshed that's the type of expectation on equipment description that ICANN would be considering. So if they were refreshing their equipment in a future round, it's one of the things that would be, you know, tick the box as a desirable equipment criteria. And again, that's something that if people think about it is easy enough to do, but getting them to think about it is often just one of those aha moments. And yes, of course, as you mentioned, there's almost no installation time in this system. And I must say one of the reasons that I find, and have done for many years now, that I find it easy to listen to the English interpretation during very, very long hours of face-to-face meetings is the louder, apart from the articulation assistance, but that louder volume coming through the headset, even when we do have interpreter booths in the room, makes it much, much easier to pick up all the nuances, not miss words, and indeed concentrate. But for those of us, and there's many more of us, within increasing issues and decreasing hearing, hearing loss and our ability to focus is going to be something that is going to be almost just a standard thing we'll have to consider. Thank you for that story, Alan. It's a good one. And again, it's one where we can say thanks to the amazing IT and tech team people who pretty well go, oh, we can fix this. And they often do. Any other comments before we move on to the next item on the agenda? Not seeing anyone. Alan, yes, Alan was talking about the infrared transmitters in the room if there is an interpretation. Yes, that's very true, where they nearly always have microphones. That said, occasionally we've seen rooms without microphones, and that's pretty horrifying, but all of these things are steps that are building on other good things. Heidi, should staff follow up with IT staff? Can you clarify what you mean there? Is this to make what Alan was saying more frequent, more...
Yes, Cheryl,
likely?
If I might. This is Heidi, for the record. Basically, should we follow up with our meeting's IT staff if what Alan suggested be looked into? If that's a possibility?
If I may interject, no, Nancy and the IT staff are well aware of it, although occasionally they do forget.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Heidi, what you may, Cheryl, for the record, what you may perhaps do is follow up with IT staff and Nancy with the fact that we've discussed this at length at this meeting, how appreciative we are of it, and our thanks with the cooperation and good work so far, and the fact that we're looking forward to more of that cooperation and good work in the future.
Yeah, but
thank you. I think it's very useful. Thank you.
Yeah, we will have to follow up on the concept of putting IR boxes, infrared transmitter boxes, in rooms that don't have interpretation. But that's a separate issue, I think, and it's certainly something that I'll be talking to them about. It doesn't hurt if you talk to them also.
Alan, Cheryl here, and that's probably an issue of room size and expected audience as well. It's the benefit of what you were describing with the microphones, of course, is great for those that are around the table, but not, of course, if you're in the lineup of chairs just listening to the general room. You've got to have something to plug into in the other system. So, yes, actually, Heidi, that might be worthwhile just putting a pin in and flagging on the we need to continue to think about list with our IT staff and meetings team. We have disappearing time problems today. Yes, go ahead,
yeah,
Alan.
Just to close out that one, but on the counter side, if you're just sitting in a chair, you have more flexibility of sitting near a speaker, which is not always the case if you're around the table.
Very, very true. Okay. So we're running out of time today, and I do want to just progress a little bit further into our agenda if I can. But I know a number of us on this call have another call starting at the top of the hour. So what I'm going to suggest in terms of agenda is we gloss over our ongoing discussion. It's really a standing agenda item as listed under 3, which was talking about continuing to build our culture of accessibility, et cetera, et cetera, and ensuring minimal barriers to participation, mainly because I would like to suggest that much of what we've spoken of and discussed in today's call is proof in itself that ICANN is taking building a culture of accessibility quite seriously, putting into practice or beginning to put into practice some key activities which is going to ensure that this is the case and that it is the intent, if not the actuality as yet, that we get to a point where there are minimal barriers to participation and engagement within ICANN processes and practices. And we will come back to that at a future call. I do want to call out, first of all, if there's anything that any of you have sent to the list between now and our Singapore meeting that you wanted to very briefly and specifically report upon. There's often a lot of great stuff, updates, good ideas, interactions. Glenn mentioned earlier one of the pieces of case law that had recently come out in the United States. These things do go to our list, but we do always have an opportunity during these calls to just refresh everyone's memory and put them to this record. So if there's anything you'd like to bring forward now, please do so. And I'm not seeing anybody, but that's an important placeholder for us to observe. Okay, in which case I would like to now move to a call for any other business. Is there any other business that anyone wishes to bring forward? Not seeing anyone's hands or hearing anyone.
Cheryl, Olivier.
My attention. Yes. Olivier,
yeah.
Over to
thanks,
you, sir.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Thank you, Olivier Kaplan. I'm now speaking just to follow up on the question that you had for me at the beginning of the call. And I haven't been able to find any further information as to any action items from Singapore, but I will follow up on the mailing list if there are any that I identify in my mess of an email system that I have. Thank you.
Cheryl, for the record, and thank you very much, Olivia. Good luck on digging through the mess of your email system. I've glanced at that from time to time. It's a genuinely terrifying thing. And, of course, Glenn's battling with a go-slow computer that was fighting malware earlier, so I think his situation is even worse than yours. Judith, you put your hand up. Go ahead, Judith.
Yes, Judith Helsing, for the record. We also maybe Heidi can get update on from IT on whether any updates to the Adobe, because I think they were working on it to see if there was updates on whether Adobe was giving out a new version without Flash or something like that, using HTML5, so that we won't have so many issues with accessibility for people who are on iPads or other devices. So maybe we could also have someone follow up on that.
Thanks for that, Judith. Cheryl, for the record, and that's a perfect subject to add into our agenda for our next meeting, and a segue to that next item on our agenda. Our next meeting, which will need to be in May, I'll ask Gisela to do the magic again on settling us particularly on a date and time. We have got out of sync, but right now so many meetings are trying to be crammed into so little time. It's going to get worse over the next 2 or 3 weeks, whilst what seems to be an overwhelming amount of work for both CCWG and CWG is going on, but we will also note that this particular start time is too early for some of the people in the Antipodes, and I think previously we've suggested that things around I think it was the 20 or 18 sorry the 19 or 20 100 UTC is probably a better start time. However, I would note that on this day of the week, there is a standing call at 1900 UTC, so it would need to be a different day if it was going to be at this particular time. And Gisela, may all the gods and goddesses of good luck go with you as you try and juggle with all the other meetings that are going on at the moment. I do not envy anyone trying to schedule calls over the next few weeks, and certainly over the next week to 10 days. So we will have our May date confirmed soon, hopefully at more humane times for everyone to join. And at our next meeting, we will also go into more detailed planning on what I can assume, but please tell me if I'm wrong, will be another at least 60-minute meeting in Buenos Aires for face-to-face. So I am presuming that you do wish to have our now regular face-to-face meeting of the working group in an ICANN meeting, and that we will, based on that, ask our at-large staff if they can find us a slot sooner rather than later, so we don't have to compete and claw tooth and nail to get one for the VA meeting. And with that, I don't think there's anything else on our agenda. I want to thank you one and all for the time you've taken today. I want to congratulate ICANN in general and ICANN staff in particular for how well we're proceeding on all of this. It is a work in progress. It's an ongoing work in progress, but it's worthy work. So thank you one and all. And on the list, more to do. And in a round 3 weeks to a month's time, another meeting. This call can now conclude. Bye. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has just been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call. Thank you.